My name's Arf, Frederick Charles Mangeni. As a requirement for the Southeastern SBC Historical Museology Program, the class that I'm taking with Dr. Idol, I decided to write a paper on the initial stages in development of the Southern Baptist Mission in Kenya. And to accomplish this task, I chose to interview Mrs. Teresia M. Muchere, who has been very active in the Southern Baptist Mission in Kenya since its inception. The voice that you'll be hearing right after mine will be the voice of Mrs. Muchere. Now, Mrs. Muchere, would you just introduce yourself shortly?
I am Teresia Muchere.
To us.
I was born in Machakos in the Muka location, where I was a member of ISC Church. And the same place is where I took my education up to Form 2. By then, it was called intermediate. In 1954 is when I left my school.
After you left the school, where did you go? You came down to Nairobi? And
I came down to Nairobi. And I was married by 1955. And I was staying in Nairobi at Shaurimoyo Estate.
How would you describe some of the insurgences in Nairobi during that time? Of, you know, there was this colonial rulers and those, the Mau Mau activities going on right almost that time. How would you describe it?
During that time, it was almost the ending of the fighting of the Mau Mau. The colonial have agreed to discuss with our leadership, especially our late President Jomo Kenyatta and his group, so that we can be given freedom to rule ourselves. So it was almost the end of that Mau Mau fighting.
And in your view, how was the church and how did the missionary begin the work? And where did they begin the work? And who are the people that started that work?
I will talk about the few missionaries whom I can remember, whom I was closely associated to them, or we worked together in witnessing, especially Mr. and Mrs. David Sanders, Mr. and Mrs. L. Martin, Mr. and Mrs. Boyd Pierce, Mr. and Mrs. Dell Hooper, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Evans, and Mr. and Mrs. Eric Clark.
How did you get to know about the Baptist, and what really motivated you to get to Baptist in the first place?
As I was staying just near where they built their center, I was sometimes visiting there to see my cousin, Daniel Nguku, who was working there at the center. And then, because I was staying far with my church, AISC, and I was not attending the church during that time, I was just staying, and I had two children who were ready to go to Sunday school, and I wanted them to join somewhere. So how I came to know the place after visiting there. I understand they were having a Sunday school, they were having Bible teaching, and I decided to join them. So that's how I came to join the Baptist.
Now you talked about the center. You mean to say that they started community center first, and what were some of the activities that or things that were being done there? Was it a training place, or what was it? Can you describe it, what it was like?
Actually, when the missionaries came, although they were based on spiritual teaching, they also decided to have personal needs. They knew we have some problems. The area there, it was rather how was not a middle grade of the people who were staying there. We needed something to help to grow in our personal needs. So they started with teaching adults. We were having dressmaking. There was some games going on there because of the youth. And through that way, they managed to witness and get some more members.
You said at the center they taught dressmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And what other projects did they have there again?
They were having adult education, where people who have not went to school could come and learn how to write, to read and write. And they started another class of commercial classes, typing, office practice, and the other office routines.
And was that the was that kind of a forum they used to witness to people? And people who came to study there were kind of witness to, as they came to enroll themselves with the studies there, and then they witnessed to them?
Yes, and also they were just going out house to house with the few who were there. They joined them. They are going out to witness, and we are having small meetings to preach outside. So they used different ways of getting members. And even I can remember some of the first members whom they are even still up to now a member of Baptist. They are very strong members of the Baptist, especially my cousin who has been my pastor, Daniel Nguku, was the one who made me to be a Baptist. Together with his wife, me, myself, Teresia Muchere, there was Jonathan Mutie, Joseph Muia, Elizabeth Muriu, Rebecca Joshua, and Zakaria Muchere. They are still strong members of the Baptist.
Now, would you just describe to us how the social and economic situation at that time? You had just talked about it a while ago, when you say that there was a lot of people who were in need in that area, the place where they started the church.
Mm.
Would you just describe that one a little bit?
It was so difficult because during that colonial time, the pay which was our people was earning, it was too low.
You mean people are paid less money?
Less money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was difficult even to give on Sundays to give our tithe or to give anything to support the church. And we relied on missions.
So the mission paid
the pastors and other needs in the church, they were to meet everything, every cost. Even when we have a meeting, because we have to have, sometimes after 3 months, we have to have a meeting of those churches who were nearby.
Mm-hmm.
They were to cater for our transport. They hire a bus to take us there, to and fro. They were to meet cost for our lunch. So everything, we depended on mission.
So the mission kind of was paying for everything that was being done in the church.
It was supporting everything.
And the members just came to attend and hear the word of God.
And they listen and they learn.
Mm, that's interesting. And something that will be of my interest here is that, what's the name of the place they started, these centers?
It's Shaurumoyo, where they started the center. And I think the area is centralized. The surrounding, we have Shaurumoyo Estate, we have Muthurwa, Kaluleni, Makongeni, and Bahati, where the center is at the center of those estates. And I think the one who selected the place to build the center there, he was having a very good decision, because we can get more. You see, the area is populated, highly populated, and we can get members from those estates to come together.
Would you say that was the main reason why the center was started there? Of course, the church, eventually the church also started in the same place. Would you say the main reason why all this center was put up was because of the population of the area?
Yes, and also there was no any other church nearby. So the place was easy for them to get members or to witness to the people who were there. And the area, the people who were staying in the area was not with a good understanding. Some of the, especially the youth, they were engaged with this. They were not having
You mean?
Because the youth were so arrogant. They were thieves. Some boys were thieves. They were engaged with the other activities, which was not good. So it was a helpful thing to have that church there.
So the church was kind of ministering to the social, the spiritual needs, but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
helping elevate some of the social problems.
Yes.
It's what other thing do you think was adjacent? What I noticed is that adjacent to the center, there was a market. Would you say something about that market?
There's a market next to the center.
Mm-hmm.
That market was started early before. It was the market which was they were using to sell them some things for Hami. And then afterwards, now it started as a market selling food. And also you could get some members from the market who were having the shops there.
I do understand about the market was facilitated or rather about 25,000 people visited that market regularly for shopping and,
mm-hmm.
and doing various activities.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Especially for the side of the mission, with that I can't say. Those who went first to survey the place, I can't say. I don't know with that one.
Who you from your own observation, after the church was started, what other activities were you involved in the church now that you had joined the church?
After the mission, they started the church. They did good well because they trained the members how they can go and witness, how we are supposed to take the burden of the church. We have to pay our pastor, we have to contribute whatever we give, our tithe, so that we can run the church. The first instant, it is, it seems as if the mission were against us. We didn't feel it as if it was a good idea. Why are they not giving everything to us? But afterwards, because it came a time when they said even they can't build a house for our pastor, and they decided, the mission room was there at that time, decided even to close the church because there was a dispute between the members, him and the members. And then they said, unless we give 10% of the building, they can't build the house. And then by that time, to get that 10% was not easy for us because we could not raise the amount. But God works with his people. He gave one of the members, church members, sympathy. So he gave that 10% to the church so that we may give to the mission for them to start building our house. And that time we thought that was a very bad thing. But afterwards, it was a good thing to us because it made our mind to wake up and see, focused, how God wants us to do. From that time, we learned that we have to work hard, we have to give, because the money we were using was a tithe from some members from somewhere else, and we were to carry out our duties so that we may grow in Christianity, and then after growing, we have to extend to others through our giving. And I'm happy that now the church stands by its own and can pay. It has now two pastors. They are paying their salaries and the other workers, church workers. So from that is when we got that foundation and came to understand it's not good for one to wait and receive. You have to give. And I think that was a good lesson to us. Although we, at the time, we were thinking the mission was doing something bad to us. But I think God, he used that mission to made us to wake up.
Do you think that has helped in the whole church in the process? That incident helped the church?
Yes.
In the whole process?
Yes. Because from that time, we came to understand it's our duties. They used to teach us that the church member should carry on with the church duties. They have to meet the expenses of their pastor and other books, either to paint the church. But we didn't see as if it was important because they were doing it for us. But after that time, we came to understand we are the one to do it.
Now, would you just, how would you describe your role in the church? What particular areas were you involved in?
In the church, I've been involved in different parts. I have been a Sunday school teacher for the children for some years. After that, I was elected to be a teacher for the grown-ups. And at the same time, I have been over 16 years as a deacon in that church. and involved in planning, finance and planning committee.
All these years you've been involved
mm-hmm.
in the activity of the church. It looks like you have more understanding of the events and how they developed from the very beginning.
Not very much.
Would you tell us the other work that started right after this work, the Saori Moyo Church? Would you tell us a little bit more about what they did after that and which direction the church was going from there?
After that, we were the first church, and the mission, together with the members, they decided to go out and start some more churches. We are Tiruruta, Kariobangi, Jericho, Embakasi in Nairobi. And some of the members from the church, they were the ones who were to carry on, to continue development of those churches.
You said the members, meaning all those people who had been saved in, or rather members of the Saori Moyo Church,
mm-hmm.
Patterning
together with the mission.
They were missionaries.
To go and open the churches.
Oh, very good. And those churches were being led by who in particular were the leaders in those churches as the...
Especially during that time, the mission was carrying everything. Because they were to build the church, to provide everything in the church, even to pay the pastors.
So the mission was...
Still taking part in everywhere, in each church, they were paying everything for us.
They're paying everything and nobody was responsible. People were just going...
We were not responsible for the churches because we were not paying the pastors. We were not buying the books, hymn books, and the other things. We were just receiving from the mission.
That's interesting. And how did the people, what were people thinking at that time, especially when the missionaries did all these things for them? Were they just thankful that it's being done and we don't need to disturb ourselves, or were they really, how would you describe the attitude of the people?
I think during that time it made us as members to sleep. We didn't think of taking our duties because we thought all the years we are going to receive from the mission. But after that, when the mission started, say they came and tell the churches that they have to reduce their support. It's when we came to understand that we have to start working ourselves to run the churches.
How, in your own observation, was that a good thing? Or?
Yes, it was a good thing because otherwise we could even now have done nothing. But now I am proud that we can do it ourselves. We can go and start plant a church somewhere, stand for it until we see that they have started.
So you are saying the subsidy system was very wrong?
Partly I can't say it was wrong, because they were to support so that they can get a way to teach us. But after that, the way they used, it made us to be rather reluctant. Mm. But it was not a bad one, because even when we start a church somewhere, we have to support until they stand.
So in other words, you're suggesting that the support should have been kind of programmed, that to be specifically for a given period and stop, and then the nationals take full responsibility?
Well, I can say about that, I think it's better when when they started that, they could have alerted the members that after a certain period, you will take and continue by yourself. It's better to alert or to teach them that from the beginning, after a period of some years, you have to take your own.
So you are saying that the main problem was communicating the program, or rather the framework and period within which they'll keep
on. We are not aware whether they are going to pull out to withdraw and leave us to continue ourselves.
That sounds very intriguing, because by them starting, they meant that they were to take the full responsibility. Now, in the middle of the road, they're telling you people to carry your burden now.
It's when they come to inform us that now the mission, they are ready to go and start somewhere else. Now we are going to leave you. But if they could tell us from the beginning, I think we could, although they teach, I can't blame them so much. Because the way they teach that the members, they are the church to be run by the members. Although we didn't take it seriously, because we are receiving everything.
Now, from the time when they started pulling out, was the church strong enough to take full responsibility of its needs?
Although it was not strong enough, but we were in a position where we could start and see. It's our weakness, because the little we were earning as our salaries or whatever we were sources, we were not fully committed to give our tithe the way it should be.
Do you think the missionary are to blame for that? Because they never told you should be giving?
No, I can't blame the mission. It's our weakness.
Corrective.
Because even now, some churches, we are still having the same problem. Not the mission, the blame of the mission.
So you feel strongly that if the churches were taught from the beginning to give, and the missionaries alerted the members that the support was just limited to a given period, people would have done things different, or would that have...
The mission did their best. They taught us the way of giving. But because we were receiving, we didn't take it serious.
That's quite something. Now, you talked about the extension of work to other places, like you talked about Embakasi, and you said Kariobangi, and Riruta, and the new works that were coming up in those areas. Were all those areas targeted because of the population?
Especially when they were to visit there, to have to go around for some period, about some months, surveying and seeing there is no church nearby and there are some people or population is enough, is when they decide it's the best place to go.
So they were looking at the proximity of other churches in the area, and the population?
Because there is no any church which we started near the other church.
So churches were strategically in places where other churches...
And also, like Embakasi was a new place, new estate. Kariobangi was a new estate. Most of the estates were new by that time.
So churches were started in new estates?
Mm-hmm. It was in new estates.
In the town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how would you describe the work in Mombasa? Although you were in Nairobi, you might have been familiar with what was going on at that time between the missionaries and their plans and of course, venturing into Mombasa and other regions. How did that happen?
I can't know much about Mombasa, but I know Board Pierce was in Mombasa. And at Mombasa is where they started our high school, Baptist High School.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some churches there. First Baptist in Mombasa, where they started. And then even now, we can say they are doing well because the school is doing very good.
Is the school being run by the Baptists or was it passed on to the government?
By then it was run by the mission, but nowadays it's under our convention.
Now it's under convention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all other schools also run by the missions? All the other schools
all,
are started?
All the project was under mission.
What would you say about, can you just describe what mission is when you're
because
saying?
Because we were having the schools, we were having the publication where Mr. Hooper was in charge of it. They were having a hotel, Brackenhurst, and all these projects were under mission.
You said you're having a hotel?
Hotel, they were having some clinics, like Western, they were having a clinic. They were having schools, Nyeri, Mombasa, and the center at Shogomoyo, all these were under the mission.
What would you describe to have been their strategy of reaching people? You mean the schools were used as outlets or medium of connecting the people and probably bringing them to Christ?
All this, the aim was to get new members, to include members to our church. Whenever they came, the parents of the children who were joined the school, they were to be told, and they tried.
Okay, can you go ahead?
After getting our short training or seminars, we were to go out.
After getting your short seminars, you were to go out and witness.
Yes. We were to go with the missionaries or we go by ourselves.
Now, did they have the specific places that they sent you to go to?
No. We were just walking interior to the villages.
Is that villages you're saying? Villages in Nairobi? Villages?
In Nairobi.
Some of the, were they slums or
and,
what are they?
Sometimes, if it is a new estate, we have to select some members. We allocate them to go there and start going house by house, witnessing. We have to give their transport for them to go the days which they have selected to go. So that's how they came to start these other new churches.
Now you mean the missionaries gave the money, not to for transport?
We were to give from the churches.
Now?
From our tithe and our small money we were giving.
Then you send people out to witness and then mm-hmm. they came back and gave?
To give the report.
Gave the report.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? Was it, how was it coordinated? Was it coordinated by the missionaries or were coordinated by some of the leaders?
We were working together because some of the missionaries were a member of the churches. So whenever we decide, he is involved to that church to make the decision. So if we say we give, we decide when he is there, he knows everything. Even he contributes in some suggestions what we can do because he's a member of the church.
So the missionaries were part and parcel of every decision that the church made, or they were the one making the decision?
Not the one making, but we were to make together with them.
So in the beginning, how did you, just out of being inquisitive, how did you, have made decisions when the church was just beginning and you didn't have leaders, proper leaders in place to make all decisions?
For the first instant when we started, especially, I refer to Shelvamoyo.
Okay, Shelvamoyo.
It's when the mission was taking part, everything, we had to pay the pastor to do everything. We could not make a decision because it's their money.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do, I'll give the much they can give. But when it came to be as a church, we were to make the decision together with the missionaries, who is the member of the church.
That's right. You're saying after the church was fully organized,
mm-hmm.
every decision of the church to do evangelism was decided by the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the missionary would only be involved mm-hmm. as a member
mm-hmm.
of that particular church.
Or we could ask him in case if there is any assistant the mission can give to support the church. Is where we were to go and ask him, do you think we are having this project or we want to start this and we don't have enough money? Can the mission assist either to provide the transport or anyhow where we need the support?
Anywhere the mission would need, would help you people. Now, what role did you, I remember asking you that question before, but you had, what role did you play in Southern Baptist work in general? You know, you had talked a while ago about some of the activities you did in Southern Moyo, but what other areas were you participating in?
Mostly I didn't participate in the Southern Baptist, their program.
The mainstream programs.
Mm-hmm. I didn't participate anywhere. It's only the churches and women's work. It's only recently but it was not under the mission, it's the convention, when I was a representative of the center. But that one I was appointed by the convention. So I have never been involved to Baptist convention.
Meaning you have not been in the forefront?
Mm-hmm. For the Southern Baptist.
But you've been a member of the church
mm-hmm.
and you also been active in the women fellowship, you said, mm-hmm. the women meetings.
Yeah, and the other churches, or whenever they organize something,
mm-hmm.
if it's say to go outside, I was ready to go, but not me involved in organizing.
Yeah, so you are saying you are not fully organized in that mainstream
mm-hmm.
decision making
yes.
committees, but you are.
But when they make, I was ready to do it.
You are ready to do it.
Yeah.
So it looks like you are a very active member of the church.
Yes.
Because of the time. Now, what was the hardest thing you ever had to deal with? Of course, especially in the women fellowship or in your leadership in the women or whatever.
I think there's no particular thing which I can say, but because I've been involved in financial, in the church and the women's group, That's where I have seen there's a problem. And it's very hard and difficult, because you try to teach, you try to show them that we are supposed to do this, and it's our duties to serve Lord through that way. But it's very difficult for them to understand, because every year it was to give the report of what we have contributed. Because especially in the women's group, we were having a section where we have to go to witness. If this year we allocate certain district to go, we were not involved in Nairobi. Now I'm talking in general, because I've been involved in Kenya women's organization. We were to contribute because of that. And we send some people. If it's Mombasa, they go and they do the work there. We have to meet their expenses. So to get that money is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
To teach the women how to give. Because as women, we have about 5 targets which we base on our work to grow. First of all, the 5, to get understanding. That means you have to read the Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible to get the understanding. The second one, you have to grow spiritual. That you have to be a good prayer. All the time you have to prayer take your time to pray. The third one is that one. You have to give whatever you have. If you are at home, you have some hands, you have whatever you have to give. So that is another one. The other one is to go and witness. The fifth one, we have to teach our children or our youth. So our work is based on that 5 targets. And to teach the third one is very difficult.
You mean to teach giving?
Them to give.
Mm.
And you have to go and teach them, because we need the money so that we can fulfill our target.
You said teaching women would be a very difficult thing. What other projects were women involved in that probably energize the activities of evangelism and church planting?
Now, with that one, I can't say the women, because the women, they are under the church. And they do through the church. It's only when we come to Kenya as women of Kenya, when we decided to do ourselves.
You mean
when the women themselves. That was not under the church. We were to go, and I am proud because we have started about 6 churches through that project of women, Kenyan women.
You have started how many churches yet again?
About 6.
6 churches.
Mm-hmm. We contribute our money. We send some people there. They stay about a week. And after they get some members, they come together, they give someone to remain there and continue with the members. So I'm proud of seeing what women has been doing.
And you mean the Kenyan women,
mm-hmm,
had the procedure was they have to do the work through the church, but they had decided to do them by themselves. Is that a rule?
Was what that a rule? I meant is the women, they are the member of the church. They have to do under the church. And when we came as an organization, now the only women, they are coming from different churches. We came together as a Kenyan women.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to do it separately from the church.
Now, I want you to give us perspective about the associations that you had in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
How many were they in the development, the changes that have occurred through the years?
No, we started with very few associations, because I can remember, even we didn't have more than 10 associations.
You didn't have more
than
10?
When we started. But now we have almost 60 associations in Kenya.
You're talking about the whole country?
Mm-hmm. And each association, you may find some having about 20 churches, different churches. So we are having association almost 60.
60 association, and each association you said might have about
20, some 15. They are in a different according
range.
to the area.
To the area.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, as you said before, it looks like the churches were all started in the cities, like Nairobi, and then Mombasa, then Kisumu. Would you elaborate more about that?
I think this was done because when the mission came, they are new. They can't go interior where the facilities they can't get. Because some areas, they were very remote. Even to get water, it was difficult. So I think that's why they came in towns, and from there, they operated now, going out. We have been visiting out with them, going out. I can remember even one day, we went with the missionaries, this Joanne Carter and Beth Batra. We were stranded at the park.
Is that the national, you're talking about
National park now, because we were at that area. And when we, after finishing, we decided to get in. Then when we get in, we were stranded there. We were know the car was stuck. We don't know how to do, no communication, no phone, no anything. It's only God was great. He saved us. After we have tried anyway, it was too hot. Even the bath was to take mud and smear herself because it was too hot. So we suffered a lot with the mission trying to do their work. And then there came some people, tourists. They are the ones who assisted us, and then we went back. So they tried to go interior. But the first instant, I think because of the facilities, they were to stay in the town.
And you say it's because of the facilities why they did not go to interior?
I think so.
Okay. Interior meaning no deep inside, but Nyeri is quite interior, I think.
But Nyeri, they started
in town
a bit earlier. They didn't stay for a long time without starting the work in Nyeri.
Oh, they started it quite late, you say? Mm. Not early.
You see now, like who we are in Nairobi, they extended to Ukambani.
Mm-hmm.
And they were operating from Nairobi to go to Ukambani. And then after that, they brought another mission who started doing with the Maasai area. So they were extending the work.
Did you hear about the instance about the Maasai is being given bicycles, the bicycle campaign?
I can't tell that, but I knew the mission we are giving some equipment, because early, even in Nairobi, they were given scooters.
You mean the pastors?
The pastors.
Were given scooters?
To make their work to be easy.
Okay. So scooters.
And maybe Maasai was given because their area is too big.
Mm.
And to travel was a problem. Even I have been in Maasai teaching there. Women. It's so difficult.
So these were given not as an inducive for people to come and serve, but as a means of transportation.
I think it was they were assisted.
But don't you
to make their work to be easy.
Do you think there's a possibility that people might have joined the church because they were being given scooters, and some people might have joined the church to become pastors because they'll get scooters and get the bicycles?
I don't know, because the one which I witnessed by my own eyes is the scooters, and the pastors were not given because of any other interest. They were in a good faith. It's only recently I had such a thing like a bicycle, but this was not, although it came from this side, was distributed by our people, not the mission. And if there was a special interest, it was by our people.
Yeah, because the reason why we are asked this question is because of the assumption that some people might have joined the church because they were given scooters, or some might have come to become pastors there because they were getting some form of assistance. Would that be true?
I don't think whether the mission has used such a thing, apart from the food we were using when we go to the meetings. Because, like me, I have never received anything from the mission to be a member or to do anything. So maybe some parts, but in Nairobi, I haven't seen it.
What do you think should have been done differently, if in your own opinion, as the work proceeds, what do you think would have been done probably different?
I don't see whether there is something so different, because the way I can say the fault, or we didn't do it, is our misunderstanding. We didn't take interest to, but the mission, they tried their best to teach us the best way. If we follow it, there is nothing. We can do everything in a good way. But we ourselves, we are too mean.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to give our time or our money to do the job.
Tell me about leadership. Mm-hmm. The leaders that were chosen to lead the churches. Were the churches in the beginning led by the missionaries? Were they acting as a pastor? And later on, they passed on the leadership to the Kenyan leadership, leaders, natives?
What I can say about the leadership, because they told us from the beginning, that is the church to make the decision of whom to be the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember, I particularly talk of the church where I was involved. Our first pastor, is we as the church decided to call him, not the mission. We said them, we discussed about it, and we are to have some rules to guide us, or constitution to guide us. What sort of pastor we need, qualification, and then we were to write, to advertise, and then we receive the application. And we consider the application, we call the pastor to come and be interviewed. We were to agree with him, even the salary.
So,
and everything, this was done by the church.
So the church invited the pastor, negotiated the pay, mm-hmm. and hired the person they thought would serve them.
Yes.
So where were you getting the pastors from?
The first instance I can remember at Shawumoyo, before we form a church, we were having some pastors who were the sender workers for a short period. And then during that time is when Daniel Nguku left his job and joined the Arusha Seminary for his pastorate duties. And then from there, we called him to come and minister our church.
You said his name is Daniel Maduku. He's the first trained pastor, you say?
Yes, but before that one, we were having Arthur Kinyanjui.
Arthur Kinyanjui.
Was formerly ISC member.
IAC?
ISC member before he joined the Baptist.
AIC. Mm-hmm. He said he was a member of AIC Church mm-hmm. before he joined Baptist. Mm-hmm. And then he became the pastor of
Shaurimoyo
mm-hmm. before he moved to... where else did he move to?
He was still as a member of Baptist. But after leaving Shaurimoyo, he was selected as a mission and he was taken to Uganda, Karamojong.
Karamojong.
Mm-hmm. It's where he went to be as a mission.
A missionary. Mm-hmm. Karamojong. Karamojong is the name of the place, right?
Mm-hmm. The place.
In Uganda. Maybe a tribal people mm-hmm. in Uganda. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's. Now, there are some developments that you have already mentioned here. You already told us about the mission and the church, and you were trying to define the difference between the church and the mission. Mm-hmm. Would you just elaborate that one further? What does the mission do, and what's the church? Of course, the church is for the Kenyan people, and the mission remains the mission. And this, things like the projects fall under the church, or they fall under the mission?
Now, with that one, when mission came, we didn't have a Baptist churches in Kenya. So they came as a new people. They were to get members. They were to take care of us because we didn't know how the procedure of Baptist and the other things. So we continued with the mission, and then we came to stand as our churches. It's where we started now the mission pulling a bit, but they didn't pull in a bad way. They said, now, we have been here for several years, we have been assisting you, and it's a time when now we have to go and start a different area or some other country. So you have to stand by your own. And that's how we separated the church. Now they are under their own control. Although we are still having the mission, the few project which is under the mission and those who are still there, we are working together with them.
The mission, who owns the properties? The issues of property here comes into play, I think. Who owns the properties of the...
Now, the property which is there,
like for instance,
is only plots. I may say, now church plots, they are under the Convention of Kenya, not under the mission. The mission, they are having only few, which they can say is under the mission, is their property, because they have the communication, publication and communication, they have the Blackernest Hotel. With that one is under the mission. They are the one who are running it, and it's their property.
Blackernest, you're talking hotel, about Blackernest. It's not a hotel, but it's, I think it's a recreation center or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a good place.
It's where our seminary is now.
That
within that place.
So the seminary is at Brackenhurst, mm-hmm. you said. Mm-hmm. And Brackenhurst is also serving as the headquarters mm-hmm. of the Southern Baptist Mission mm-hmm. in Kenya. Mm-hmm. So everything is in Brackenhurst.
Yeah, that one is under mission.
Oh, okay. All right. Then let's go farther a little bit. You talked a little bit early on. You had talked about the planting of churches, and you also talked about the training of leaders. Mm-hmm. And planting of churches, I find out that to be a very interesting, kind of subject. Mm-hmm. Would you just describe to us how the churches were planted? Of course, you talked about them before, mm-hmm. but how the Father moved on, because from before, emphasis were being done under the help of the missionaries.
Actually, the mission, all the missionaries, Baptist missionaries, they believe in teaching their people. For their members to understand fully what the Bible means. So that if you go, you are aware and you know what you are doing. That is the first step. You have to know what you are going to do. And the planting of the churches, they came. We have some seminars where we discuss, and they told us, if you want to start a church, when you are doing the survey, what area, what is required to see surrounding, so before you plant the church there. And that, I can say, it helps me personally a lot.
So they teach you about how you can plant a church?
Yes, because now I can say I have three churches which stands where we start with just going and witness, get one, we come together and then the church starts. Me personally, they have told me, and I appreciate, I'm very happy about it, because I can't serve my Lord, I don't know what to do it. I know it. They told me enough.
What would you say, probably, to put it right, do you see any opportunity that you think might have been missed? Or you think was missed?
I can't say I have missed something. Or they missed their target somehow. Most of their target they have achieved. Because if there is members whom they told and they can stand by their own, that was their target, and they are received. Because if you go back to the Bible, Jesus selected the 12 disciples because he knew he is going to leave and they will continue with their work. So the mission has done their part.
The missions have done their part.
They have done their part because they told us. And in Isaiah 60 says that stand and shine. And after we are told by the mission, now we stand by our own and start going on.
So you are quoting Isaiah 60
yes.
to represent what's happening right now in, mm-hmm. in Kenya, in
yes.
the Southern Baptist
yes.
Mission in Kenya. What do you remember about the missionaries' work there? Would you say very positively, I've observed that this mission and missionaries did this well, or maybe they missed somewhere here? Of course, you have described it a while ago, but would you put in some emphasis on that?
They tried, because, to teach a university student is easier than teaching a nursery. And they have tried because they have taught the nursery.
That's interesting.
Because you teach somebody who does not understand it, the nursery. And you have to do it until he knows than teaching at university. But they have tried. They have been patient all the time until when they came to see that we can understand and we can stand by our own. So I think they achieved their goal.
Fully confident that the goal for doing mission in Kenya was...
Yes, in Kenya we can't say the mission did not do their work.
What would you say was their platform for witnessing? I tend to think that they might have had a platform, emphasis on which they base their teaching. Like, for instance, you have said they started...
Their main was to let people know about Jesus and grow in spiritual life.
So they, that was accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
What was your understanding of evangelism, and do you think that happened?
Yes, that happened, because now we can see the fruit of it. We have so many churches, and the Baptist churches now are spreading nearly every part of the Kenya. So it happened the way they...
What's the growth of the church like, you would say?
I can't know, but we have so many churches, although some are weak, but we can't blame, because even Jesus, when he was here, was he with Judas as one of his disciples, and he did not receive the word of God. So even the churches, we cannot say, we as Baptists, all the churches must grow and stand and have marvelous work. So we have to accept some, they are weak, but it's our churches.
So the weaknesses, what would you describe to be the weaknesses as such? What would be the weaknesses in your point of view?
I think the weaknesses comes because if you don't know whom you are serving, you can't be strong. And you can't perform your duties the way it's required as a member.
So if you do not know your duties?
I say, if you don't understand whom you are serving, you can't do your duties in the way it's required. Because if you don't know your Lord, who is He in your life? It's very difficult to give. You can't give anything, even thanksgiving, say, I have been blessed of this, I have to give this. You can't give because you don't know whom you are serving. But if you can understand, you are serving the living God who provides, is our provider, you have to give, and the church will grow.
So you are looking at gauging the growth of the church with their giving?
Because some...
Or you think it's just part of
the... They are members, but they don't know whom they are serving. Mm. We got so many members who are in the church, and they don't know whom they are serving.
Now, a while ago you had talked about the growth of the church, and of course this was the discussion that we had followed with through now. How would you describe the work in then and now? The work in the 60s, in the 70s, and of course now we're in 2000.
It has grown so far and very fast. The members who decided to be faithful to their God, to their Lord, to serve the Lord, because whenever they retire from the town, wherever they go, most of them, they started a church there.
So retired people
started. Most of the members, whenever they go, a Baptist member, have to start the church there. So it grows very fast because of that. They are a mission of their self. They are not sent by anybody, but when they go there, because they have been taught and they understand what they are doing, they go there and start themselves witnessing. They gather a group together and start a church. And that's how we are having several churches now, through that way, of the members He has moved from this area to the other area, even not retire, maybe from this town to another town, and start a church.
So you're talking about retired members?
Retired members, even transferred members.
Transferred members.
Wherever they go, if it is a Baptist member, must make sure that he has a church.
That's very exciting then. You have the members beginning church wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of multiplies the numbers of the churches.
Mm-hmm. They are not waiting for either to have a group of people to come or a mission to go there. But when he goes somewhere, he have to start a church there.
So you say that's also helped in the area of church planting.
Mm-hmm.
So the church,
they are very good in church planting.
So they are very good in church planting, you said. Mm-hmm. Everywhere they have made sure they planted churches. Mm-hmm. Do you see some places in Kenya that the Southern Baptists have not reached?
Maybe some areas they have not reached, because like Pokot now is when we have started working there. And such a, those areas we have not gone interior.
That's northern part of Kenya, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. We don't have so many churches there, but we are, the Convention of Kenya, they are trying to see whether, I can remember the women has gone there. One time they stayed there, they gave the food, clothes, and such a thing. And I think we are having a church there, but we have to continue working that area to get more churches.
What would you say? Are some of the things that you have seen done positively to encourage members to evangelism and church planting, individual members of every church? You said before was teaching, but is there any other factor that would be very helpful?
They after receiving the teaching, they have to receive something, support, to make them stand, because you can't go stay there full day, a week, without eating. You don't have anything to travel, Nini. You have to have transport to travel, and the family is waiting for you to feed them. So we need to give a support.
So you were saying there should be some kind of little support given to those who go
although
to church.
Although if I can, I'm working with my company, and I want, maybe during my holiday, I want to go somewhere to witness. They have to support me to go there and witness. They have to give my transport or my food, so that to encourage.
Mm-hmm. To encourage the person.
And we are having those who do not have job, and they are ready to go and do that, we have to support.
So is that the responsibility of the church? You see the church coming in there to help people who are going to start new work?
Yes. If the church have some members, they have to do somewhere, a work somewhere, the church should support.
And the church has been doing that?
Some churches.
That you think is, would you say that is kind of unfortunate issue or an unfortunate thing that's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that is a kind of problem in?
It's a problem, although it does not stop our work to continue.
Mm.
Together with that problem, they struggle and go and do their evangelism.
Um,